Father will bless you this day, for you are the Lord, you will never change. We return all glory unto you, for your name is exalted above every other name. We exalt you, Lord, for your mercy, for your goodness upon us, O Lord. We exalt you. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy, for your goodness, for your kindness, for your grace, for compassion, for protection, for provision, Lord. We exalt you. We lay our crown before you and we say thank you, Father. We lift you up higher. We return all glory unto you. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we are before you this day, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 14th of July, 2026. I want you to thank the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Give him glory for the grace he has given to you. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, declare by the word of the Lord, the hand of the Lord is upon me, the grace of the Lord is upon me, the mercy of the Lord is upon my day. In the name of Jesus, as I step out today, I carry the goodness of the Lord. As I go out today, I experience the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, the fire of the Lord go before me and destroy any form of evil that is programmed into my day. In the name of Jesus, I go today, I go in the name of the Lord. Oh, I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon my day. I declare that the standard of the Lord is raised over this day. Any appearances of evil over my day, you are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Today, as I step out, I declare I will not fall into the trap of the wicked. I will not fall into the trap of the evil ones. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is my experience. In the name of Jesus, I declare I assess the provision of God for me today. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the pleasure of the Lord over my day. In the name of Jesus, I feast at the table of the King. I feast at the table of his mercy. For the mercy of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord speaks for me. The mercy of the Lord speaks over my day. In the name of Jesus, this day you will not abhor evil for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare the grace and the goodness of God, the mercy and the favor of the Lord over my life. In the name of Jesus, this day you are a full expression of the blessings of the Lord for me. You are a full expression of the mercy of the Lord for me. In the name of Jesus, for I am the land that the Lord takes care of. I am the land that the Lord delights upon. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the day till the end of the day. From the beginning of the year to the end of the year, I am planted in the courts of the Lord. I am watered by the living water that flows from his presence. In the name of Jesus, I am fruitful. I am not desolate, for I possess the life of God in me. I declare that nothing dies in my hand, for my seat is not in the place of death. I am not seated in the influence of demons, but I am seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. Oh, I declare goodness and mercy are my provision today. I declare goodness and mercy are my companion today. In the name of Jesus, I receive my portion of provision today. For his word has said concerning me that the Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. Oh, the light of his countenance is upon me, because the Lord my God favors me. In the name of Jesus, I am the man that the Lord has favored. Anyone that beholds me will know that of a sure the favor of the Lord is upon my life. I declare I will not walk into the trap of the wicked. I will not walk into the trap of the enemy. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into another man's accident. In the name of Jesus, oh, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. The banner of the Lord is lifted upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. The Lord set my feet upon my high places and I walk upon them with grace in the name of Jesus. Oh, for he has anointed my feet and he has made my feet like its feet. For the Lord has renewed my strength. Oh, so much more that I can mount up with wings as eagles in the name of Jesus. The Lord renew my strength. The Lord renew his grace upon me for this day. His mercy speaks for me at all time in the name of Jesus. I stand against every influence of darkness over my life in the name of Jesus. Your influence will not stand in the name of Jesus. Every plan of the wicked over me, you are canceled by the blood of Jesus. Any weapon that is put together to stand against me in this day, you will not prosper in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy program is going to come up this week, Sunday, by the grace of God, this coming Sunday, 19th of July, 2026. The program is going to start by 4 p.m. by the grace of God, Sunday, 19th of July. The theme for the program is Feast of Mercy. Come and eat at the banquets of the King. Come and enjoy the mercy of the Lord. We are going to be coming together to praise, to pray, and to receive prophecy from the mouth of the Lord concerning our lives. It is well with you. I would love to see you there. The venue for the program is at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Yokudo Junction, Songo Elele Road in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, this morning, I want to take you into the word of the Lord. Remember, our anchor scripture for the month of July is from the book of Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. If you are reading from the scripture, you have your Bible with you, I want you to underline the last part there. Thought of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Listen to me, dearly beloved. His thought towards you all the time is to give you a future and a hope. Is for you to enjoy peace. Is for you to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. God is not in the business of designing your life for wickedness. His thought for you is to give you a future and a hope, to give you an expected end. I want you to understand this for certainty, and I want this word to keep ringing in your mind. God cannot and will never mismanage your life. I say it again. God cannot and will never mismanage your destiny. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9. Therefore know that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenants and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. There it is. The condition for you to enjoy the future, the expected end, the hope that the Lord has towards you. That is the condition there, because God will never mismanage your resources. God will never mismanage your destiny. The condition is there. He said he keeps his covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who loves him and keep his commandment. His covenant stands over your life for sure. The condition there is this: if you love him and keep his commandment, that is obedience. If you love him and keep his commandment. Now, let's talk about obedience as one of the way to assess the thought of the Lord for you, as one of the way to enjoy the thoughts that God has for you, that God thinks towards you. Listen, dearly beloved, in the place of fulfilling destiny, obedience is a non-negotiable condition. On your journey to fulfilling destiny, you don't negotiate with it. As far as the covenant of God is upon your life, as far as you have a promise that is sitting on a covenant and is upon your destiny, for you, obedience is non-negotiable. Note this, dearly beloved. Sometimes obedience comes with pains, comes with denial, comes with you looking like a fool, that people making jest of you. But trust me, if you follow your obedience to the end, there is eternal joy for your obedience. Sometimes when you go by the word of the Lord, when you stand by the word of the Lord concerning your life, people look at you as a fool. They look at you as if you cannot talk. They look at you as if every other person is cheating you and you cannot raise your voice. No, it is not that you don't have blood flowing in your body. It is not that you cannot talk or you cannot retaliate. It is not that you cannot lift up your voice or your hand and even strike back. But there is a world that is pushing you. There is a greater destiny that you are looking at. There is an instruction that is a cap over your destiny. There is a prophecy that the Lord has given to you. He has given you a promise that is backed by a covenant. And there is a condition to unwrapping this gift that He has given unto you. And the condition is obedience. Obeying His word to the last. I have seen so many people that have gone for programs, that have received prophecy, and the instruction comes to them that this week as you are going, the devil is going to try everything to make you fight, to make you be in quarrel with people around you. And they tell them that do everything possible not to fight. But dearly beloved, what happened at the end of the day? Sometimes people throw caution to the wind and decide to fight for themselves. And you see them breaking the terms of their covenant, breaking the terms of their promises. They have walked the way halfway, and you will see that the promises never come to pass. And what do you see them start doing? They start calling God names, forgetting that they are the one that broke the condition, the terms of their covenant. So trust me, if you follow your obedience to the end, there is eternal joy. For in your obedience, all things are brought to completion. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 6. After that, you have read about the weapons, the mightiness of the Lord, the gifts that the Lord has given to you. Verse 6 says, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Obedience is fulfilled. Listen, dearly beloved, obedience is the framework of your destiny. It is the scale that weighs your heart to determine your love and trust in God. It is the anchor on which your destiny is sitting upon. To fulfill your destiny, obedience to God's word for your life must be your watchword. Obedience to the word of God for your life is not negotiable. It is not what you can negotiate with. The Lord spoke to Saul through Samuel. He said, now I would have established your kingdom if only you have listened to the voice of the Lord your God. Samuel told him, do you think God's delight is in sacrifice, as in obeying His word? God's interest is in your life, not on the work that you want to do. Yes, the work is important, but then the life of the work is more important to God than the work Himself. God is interested in you obeying His word for you to fulfill destiny. Joseph ran and left his coat in the hand of Potiphar's wife because he remembered that obedience is the only ticket for him to the palace. Obedience to the word of God is the only ticket that he has to the fulfillment of the dreams and aspiration that he has gotten. Listen, your obedience to God's word showed the position of your heart to Him, that yes, I trust Him completely and absolutely. And I say it again, that God cannot mismanage my life. God cannot. The Lord God that created the heaven and the earth, and the heaven is still standing up there. It has not fallen upon the earth, and the earth is still standing there. And there are many waters beneath our feet, and the earth has not got sunk into the water. If God can keep that, what makes you think that God will mismanage your destiny? No, He cannot. Obedience is showing the disposition of your heart to Him, how far you are able to trust Him and your belief in Him, that no matter what, God cannot mismanage my life. God cannot mismanage my life. If you walk with Him in obedience, you walk with Him according to His word, He will never mismanage your life, because God is prompt, is timely. God comes on time, is timeless and timely concerning those that obey His word and keep His commandments. I'm going to stop here today by the grace of God, and trusting that by the leading of the Lord, we are going to continue from here tomorrow. I want you to hold this in your hand as you go today. There is no negotiation in obedience. You don't get to cherry pick some. and leave others. If you don't want to be stranded in life, you don't want to be stranded on your way to establishment, on your way to fulfillment, live by the terms of your destiny in obedience. There are men and women who are living every day outside the condition of their covenants. You are pushing yourself further away from your fulfillment. You are only creating more gap between you and the time by which you are supposed to stand and enjoy the goodness of the Lord in establishment. Walk by the terms of your fulfillment, the terms by which is laid out on for you. By the grace of God, tomorrow I'm going to bring some examples to you, like examples of Samson, that is, if the Lord will permit us to continue. Know this, his thought towards you is the thought of peace, thought of mercy, thought of peace, thought of goodness, thought of mercy, thought of grace, thought of blessing towards you, to give you a hope, an expected end, only if you would stand by him in love and in keeping his commandments. The Lord bless you as you go today. In the name of Jesus, I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you, and he gives you peace all the way, in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, dearly beloved, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you, in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.